WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council is moving ahead with two changes to its roaming vendor regulations. There was a consensus to James Benham's request to exempt mobile medical services, also known as hangover wagons, that offer IV therapy.
While it's easy to make light of the type of service this offers, I think it adds value to our citizens and provides them needed health care.
And commercial businesses will have more days for outdoor tent sales. When council members wanted to give more days to locally based companies, City Attorney Carla Robinson says they can't do that.
There is a potential legal issue in doing that under the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Okay, certainly don't want to go there then.
There was no disagreement on the council to increase the number of tent sale days per year from 21 to 36, with a maximum of 3 days each month. For the third straight week, the Brazos County Commission heard from residents of the Nantucket subdivision who want a ban on heavy truck traffic. Spokeswoman Marie Wolf first thanked County Judge Dwayne Peters for meeting with residents after last week's meeting, then said they were at an impasse.
Nantucket is asking the Commissioner's Court request the county attorney to file for an attorney general's opinion on the matter, and that Nantucket have the right to attach a letter of their own to that request, as well as the Texas County Attorney's Office, where the counties have ordered no through truck signs for their roads.
Wolf says 20 Texas counties have truck bans. Peters told WTAW News last week they are still studying the request, but so far have not found a state law that allows counties to do that. A Bryan man arrested for intoxication manslaughter last month and has also been sued for the deadly crash puts the blame on the person who died.
According to online records from Brazos County District Court, Robert Spurger wants a jury trial in the lawsuit filed by the survivors of Maria Ramirez. Bryan police reported the Bryan woman died October 17th after her Jeep was struck head-on by a pickup going the wrong way on a freeway exit ramp at Tabor Road. Ramirez's estate claimed Spurger was driving his employer's truck following a company function where Spurger had been drinking. His employer has not filed an answer to the lawsuit, which was originally filed 4 days after the crash. Spurger remains in jail on the criminal charge. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says a Houston man's going to prison for multiple violations of contacting a woman who moved to Bryan after he strangled her in DeWitt County. 44-year-old Brian Thuman was sentenced to 6 years for stalking and violating bond conditions. Prosecutors say Thuman sent presents to the victim and her children and wrote letters to the victim while he was in the Brazos County Jail. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Blinn College is launching a new surgical technology program in partnership with the Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in College Station. Hospital President Jason Jennings says this helps address a 25% increase in the number of healthcare jobs.
When you compare healthcare to other industries grew by 2.1%. You see, 1 in 9 U.S. workers will hold a job in healthcare.
Blinn President Mary Hensley says students in the one-year program will become part of the surgical care team,
helping to prepare for and assist during surgeries.
The certificate program starts early next year. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 54 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. The text line is open. It's 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
This is Survivor Ben, and I've been trudging through this rugged wilderness for, I think, 23 days now. Food has become hard to find. It's really a struggle.
Excuse me.
What the?
Sorry to interrupt, but is this the way to the lake?
I think. How did you get up here?
Oh, I just loaded up my Tundra and drove up through the woods for a few hours. My buddies are right behind me.
Your buddies?
Yeah, if you see them, one is Tacoma towing jet skis, and the other is a 4Runner full of camping gear. Tell them I went this way.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I gotta go set up camp and grill some steaks. I'm really hungry. Enjoy your hike.
You gotta be kidding me.
Toyota Trucks, a heritage built on adventure.
Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 60 months plus $2,000 special edition cash on a dependable 2016 Tundra Crew Max Special Edition for a total savings over $6,400. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 12/5/16.
You know you love the Cafe Excel menu, but wait until you try Cafe Excel's Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy a 22-pound sage-rubbed turkey, creamy poblano mashed potatoes, warm turkey gravy, the classic pumpkin pie, and so much more. Have you ever fed 10 to 12 people this easily? It's not too late to order your Cafe Excel Thanksgiving dinner. So click on CafeExcelBrianTX.com. Treat your family to a celebration they'll never forget with a Thanksgiving meal everyone will love from Cafe Excel. Go to CafeExcelBrianTX.com. Today.
712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We will have plenty of sunshine out there for today. Your high temperature this afternoon up between 80 and 85, and for tonight, clear, low temperature, low 60s. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy, warm on Thursday, again about 80 to 85. More clouds on Thursday night, breezy with a chance of showers, low temperature mid-60s, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and cooler Friday, 70 to 74. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has audio from Coach Kevin Sumlin from yesterday's Media Day in your Aggie football report. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at the shakeup of the college football playoff rankings. In the NFL, a solemn Tony Romo read a statement to the press on the future of the starting QB spot for the Cowboys. And in the NBA, the Cavs took down the Raptors in Cleveland, but LeBron James made his feelings known about why he's not happy with Knicks coach Phil Jackson. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, and a listener called and made a good point, is that Phil Jackson could have used the word retinue as well, but that'd be chasing them to their whatevers to figure out what that means.
Yeah.
It's a little bit classier sounding than posse, and that's fine. That's like your escorts or associates, whatever. So if we need to help him, let's send LeBron James a thesaurus, or maybe Coach Jackson.
He should have said his squad.
Yeah.
That's like what all the kids are saying.
Oh, is that it? Okay, a squad.
Squad goals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, got that. Mm-hmm. All right, today is fast food day.
Woo!
Yeah.
I say that like I eat it all the time.
I know. But look, at least you have the opportunity to do that today.
Oh, absolutely.
You could celebrate it. You know, maybe this is a behavior you wouldn't do normally, but in celebration of. A Maine police department reminded residents not to set animal traps without a permit by concocting a donut-baited police trap. I like that. Make fun of yourself. The Augusta Police Department posted a photo to Facebook showing a hapless officer getting snared by a trap promising free donuts. Photo was designed to be humorous. Of course, the message was serious. Animal trappers must obtain permits before setting traps.
That's great.
Yeah, it is. Do that. Now, but again, because it is fast food day, earlier this year, we found out that select McDonald's locations in the country were testing out different Big Mac sizes.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're available not only in regular, but there's a mini and, because we're America, a larger version as well. McDonald's has now announced they're gonna do the Big Mac option over the entire U.S. America for a limited time.
So there's a Big Mac, and then there's a Mini Mac?
Or something like that, and then a bigger Mac.
And like an extra Big Mac?
Yeah, what they're going to do is they're going to do it for a limited time starting early next year. The two new sizes are named the Mac Junior.
Oh.
Okay, and see, again, when you get the Mac Junior, then you feel a whole lot better because you're not slamming nearly as many calories at that point. So it's the Mac Junior or the Grand Mac.
The Grand Mac of them all.
I like Mini Mac and Mega Mac better.
Yeah, I do too. That sounds kind of fun. Anyway, fans who can't commit to the regular size Big Mac now have that option of the smaller single patty version of the burger, and then the Grand Mac for those who think the Big Mac is not enough. It has two bigger 100% beef patties. It weighs a third of a pound, and it's served on larger sesame seed buns.
Oh, it's all about the special sauce.
Yeah, it is. Now, so Now, I wonder, because our baking company here makes buns for McDonald's.
You're right.
So are they, you know, going to have to put a new production line in? I think
maybe.
We need to do a news story on that.
I think maybe.
Okay, then. I will make the call.
Yeah, do that. See if we can get some free
bigger
samples.
Buns and Brian.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's a headline right there.
What do you think?
If I ever heard one.
Got it. All right. We are there. I like that. Okay. Here we go. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana again?
No, I was actually hoping you'd say banana. Actually.
That's okay. Actually, a man in England named Themba Banana has been arrested after he threw a potted plant at his partner, Sarah Orange. Banana and Orange living together.
Oh, man.
After they argued about being drunk and talking to another woman. He was given several fines, might lose his job as a healthcare worker. His name is Themba Banana. Again, her
Themba
name is
Banana.
Sarah Orange.
What are the odds?
I know, that's cool. Hey, did you hear about this guy named Chris Burr Martin?
No.
Maybe the coolest dad on social media. Unfortunately, his daughter does not think so. 48-year-old made headlines when he began mimicking Cassie's posts on Instagram by dressing up in the same clothes, copying her tattoos, her makeup, and using the same filters as his little girl did.
Okay, that's kind of great.
I heard about that. I didn't know that was his name.
Shots went viral. He's now racked up 84,000 followers, which is fun because it's twice the number she has.
She has, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
It is. Again, guy's name is Chris Burr Martin. I don't know if it's out there and you can see it.
So she's embarrassed and mad at him.
Exactly. So yeah. There.
She probably got some more follows because of him, though.
That's true.
Because they want to see the originals.
Well, and that's good. He can just say to her, hey, you got him because of me.
Exactly.
Had nothing to do with you.
Just helping you out, babe.
That's it. Okay, you haven't bought a lottery ticket in a while. Now's the time to do it. $293 million tonight. Woo. $293 million tonight. You can feel like Donald Trump for a day. Powerball's played in 44 states. Your chances of winning are 292.2 million to 1. But what the heck? Throw a dollar out there and we'll just see.
You never
know. How it happens. All right, so what's Bush 43 up to these days? Apparently, he and Laura ducked into the Jan Rhys Jones Animal Center earlier this week and picked up a puppy.
Oh.
Yeah, they did. They're just like the rest of us. They go in there. They're not puppy-proof. You go in, you see the puppy, you got to have it. Puppy's name is Freddy.
Cute.
One-time commander-in-chief spread the news on Facebook. He said, even our cats Bob and Bernadette are finding Freddy's charm futile to resist. Yeah, I know.
Dog.
Great.
Well, you don't call a cat, so it doesn't really matter.
It's true. You can name it, you know, whatever.
Anything you want, it's going to wander around and look at you. And you know what? It doesn't know you used to be president of the United States.
And it doesn't care.
It doesn't care.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR, for 84 months and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit WC Tractor and Brian, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at WCTractor.com.
So I'm always telling you about how awesome it is to have access to TiVo, because when you're wanting to watch your favorite shows, you can, and if you miss them, it's no big deal because you have your TiVo and you get to record them and you can watch them on your schedule whenever you want. But of course, maybe you forgot to TiVo one of your favorite shows, but maybe there's a way you can find it on the internet. Well, guess what? Suddenlink has fast, reliable internet speeds for the whole family, makes it real easy to find those shows and watch them if for whatever reason you forgot to TiVo it and you don't want to miss your favorite show. It's fantastic. Now is the time to switch to Suddenlink TV, internet, and phone during the Go Switch event, because guess what? You can get 50 meg internet, TV, and phone for just $79.95 a month with a 2-year guarantee. Three powerful services for one low price. So make the switch. Give them a call, 877-694-9474, or visit Suddenlink.com today for more information. 877-694-9474, or visit Suddenlink.com today for more information.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Good morning, 721, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You can join us, you can text us, you can call us, you can text us at 979-695-1620, and a lot of you are doing that. We appreciate that. Or you can give us a call at 695-1620. You don't have to do the area code. That's the difference. The number's the same. That's the difference. Congressman Flores won't join us today. He'll be with us tomorrow. But while we're talking about that, you're represented by these members of Congress. And how do you get in touch with them? How do you stay in touch with them if you've got something that you want them to look into?
Right.
Well, a lot of ways to do that. But Emily Ellingsworth, who's a writer and a former congressional staffer, says reaching out via things like Facebook or Twitter aren't really very effective. Staffers check them occasionally, but largely they are ignored. Sending letters can be more helpful, but they also get so many letters that it might be difficult to get individual attention. Best thing to do is phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Phone calls. And
because they have a lot of interns.
They yep. do. That's mm-hmm. exactly right. Now, you can call their D.C. office or you can call their local office, and it's in the phone book, too. So you might target letters and or phone calls to the local office. Might be easier to get some attention and get some response quicker like that. Just letting you know.
Which is kind of the case in anything.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, where people are going so far away from just picking up the telephone and calling someone.
Right, and person-to-person contact is actually the best way to get things done.
Yeah, because they don't want to tell you no.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you got right
it's
there.
It's awkward
exactly.
for you, but it's awkward for them, too. Use that to your advantage.
Be awkward.
Yeah. Make it work for you. Yeah. Be awkward and make it work for you. Big changes coming to Google. We'll tell you about that in the next half hour. It's kind of an interesting thing. In the meantime, a drone pilot in Detroit used his device to try and rescue another drone that had crashed on top of a tall building.
Huh.
YouTube user named Random Axe.
Okay.
Posted the video of the attempt. The rescue drone flew overhead, dropped a rope, latched onto the crashed drone. It managed to lift the disabled device in what appeared to be a successful rescue, but then the crashed drone came loose and tumbled down on the street below. Not good.
Mm-mm.
Luckily, the owner of the destroyed drone was able to trade it for a new one at the shop where he bought it, but all was okay. Speaking of what's fallen out of the sky, a 12-foot cylinder, there's a hunk of metal, crashed to the ground in Myanmar the morning of November the 10th. Witnesses say it bounced off the ground before coming to rest in a jade mine in a small village. Residents were startled, obviously, by the sound. It resembled an explosion. They thought that they were in a war. They saw smoke in the village. And again, this is the middle of nowhere, so they are a little freaked out about that.
Yeah.
About the same time, a similar object with Chinese writing on it fell through the roof of a nearby house.
Huh.
Experts think the objects were related to the Chinese satellite launch that had taken place the day before.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't tell us when it goes wrong, do they?
No.
They don't tell us when it goes wrong. Just letting you know. So, Apple saved a peach. Did you hear about that?
What?
No.
Apple saved a peach. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Apple ruffled a few peaches earlier this month when it looked like the peach emoji would no longer resemble a posterior, okay, which many people
upset about
to represent. Okay, those were dismayed over the decision. They'll be happy to know that Apple appears to have reversed its course, instead offering a peach that looks even more like posterior. The refreshed peach emoji. One of many changes coming in Apple's iOS 10.2 upgrade.
So Kim Kardashian, you can relax.
She's got her own emojis. I don't think she uses
true.
The peach.
A whole
not
set
anymore,
of them, right?
Yeah.
A whole keyboard, yep.
Oh,
like hundreds
man.
Of them.
Well, they're free, right?
What? No, I don't think so. Not her. Oh, yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian making a buck.
Yeah. What? Yeah, no. Something new and different. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Got some changes in the weather coming up. Now, today and tomorrow, we're going to be in the lower 80s, which is a little unusual for the middle of November, but we'll take it. 60 for our low temperature tonight. Then the change comes on Friday. We'll have a 50% chance of showers, probably earlier in the day, and then a high of only 71. Our low Friday night, 46. The numbers on Saturday, 61 for a high, 39 for a low. And then Sunday, kind of same thing, about 63 for our high temperature, and Sunday night a low around 47. So it'll be kind of pleasant with a little change there. And again, we can still use some rain. Right now, winds are calm. We have fair skies, and it's 54 degrees out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
So in his first presser after the Democrat Party's latest election loss, Barack Obama said that he urged Donald Trump to reach out to those alienated by his campaign. I did say to him, as I've said publicly, that because of the nature of the campaigns and the bitterness and the ferocity of the campaigns, that it's really important to send some signals of unity and to reach out to minority groups or women or others that were concerned about the tenor of the campaign. And I think that that's something that he'll want to do, Obama said. Mr. Obama, during the campaign, Trump repeatedly reached out to minorities and women, but so did your minions in the drive-by media. They reached out on a daily basis, doing what they always do to Republican candidates, paint them as racist, sexist, bigots, homophobes, and bullies. Thanks to WikiLeaks, we learned that the Clinton campaign paid agitators to provoke violence at Trump rallies. The Clinton team worked hand in glove with the media to fan the flames of racial division, the war on women BS, and hatred toward the working class. Mr. Obama, the riots protesting the election outcome in Democrat cities are a direct result of the anger that Democrats like you and Hillary inspire and pay for. Yes, we know. If anybody should reach out to calm the waters, Mr. Obama, it's you and Hillary. So please spare us the lectures just once.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, LifeLock would like to remind you that there is one group you do not want to hear thanks from during the holidays, and that is identity thieves. They are thankful for all the personal information you leave behind when you shop online. Because of all the activities during the holidays, you can expose more of your personal information than ever, which could lead to identity theft. Now, thankfully, there is LifeLock. Their proprietary technology can detect a huge range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists that work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock offers something on everybody's wish list, and that is peace of mind. Join right now and get a special 15% discount. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. That's RUSH15 to save 15% now on your LifeLock membership. Offer ends December 31st, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 4 days following a deadly crash near the freeway in North Bryan, survivors of the victim file a lawsuit against the other driver.
The estate of the victim, Maria Ramirez of Bryan, is seeking more than $1 million from Robert Spurger of Bryan and his employer. According to online court records, the estate claims the employer provided alcoholic beverages to Spurger at a company function prior to the crash, then allowed Spurger to drive a company pickup. Bryan police arrested Spurger for intoxication manslaughter following the collision on the northbound freeway exit ramp to Tabor Road. According to online court records, Spurger, who's still in jail on the criminal charge, claims the other driver was at fault and is seeking a jury trial. His employer has not filed an answer. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced that Bryan Manns admitted to possessing $5,000 of methamphetamine and almost $9,500 in cash. 28-year-old Zachary White, who was arrested 3 times in a 5-month period 3 years ago, asked to stay out of prison. Instead, he was sentenced to 28 years. One arrest was after a Brazos County deputy constable clocked White's motorcycle at 114 miles an hour. Another arrest was at a College Station storage unit, and the third was following an assault in College Station. Prosecutors say White admitted buying meth from the Dallas area and selling the drugs locally. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two changes are coming to College Station regulations covering roaming vendors. When council members wanted to give more days for tent sales to locally owned businesses, city attorney Carla Robinson says that violates federal law.
If you want to extend the number of days, I would suggest that we extend the number of days for all vendors. That would be perfectly.
Oh, so not the out of town versus.
Right. That just make it uniform.
A council consensus gave all tent sales an additional 15 days a year and exempted mobile medical service vehicles that offer IV therapy.
They're providing a medical service, so we don't need to add to the federal and state guidelines on medical service regulation. And so, they're not serving alcohol, right? So we don't have to worry about that. Although that might be a brilliant business model to serve alcohol and then take care of them later.
James Benham said he made the request after going through an IV therapy session. Negotiations began yesterday between the Brazos County Commission and the College Station School District to have sheriff's deputies provide school resource officers next fall. Commissioners unanimously agreed with Assistant County Attorney Bill Ballard to meet behind closed doors.
One of them is that you vote unanimously that the liberation in an open meeting would have a detrimental effect to your negotiations stance in this process. Number two is... I, as the attorney advising the commissioner court, have a written determination that an open meeting would have that same detrimental effect to the position of the county in those negotiations.
CSISD is looking for a new provider of SROs after College Station Police notified the district it was ending the service to deploy those officers on the streets. The school board last night approved a contract with CSPD that goes through the end of the current school year. The Texas Board of Education has issued a second call for textbooks on Mexican-American studies for possible statewide use. That's after a request 2 years ago produced just one heavily criticized book. A final vote rejecting that textbook is expected on Friday. The Texas A&M Foundation has announced it's passed the halfway point 1 year after starting its $4 billion Lead by Example campaign. Foundation officials say $2.3 billion has been raised as of August 31st, and a record $104 million will be available to university for immediate use and endowment earnings. More information about the first year of the campaign is online at WTAW.com. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in College Station is partnering with Blinn College on a new training program. Among those talking at a joint news conference about surgical technology was the hospital's chief nursing officer, Tammy Spohn.
The Blinn students will get to work side by side with our team during their training.
Blinn Vice President Karen Buck says this is one of the 10 jobs with the highest number of annual openings as determined by the Brazos Valley's targeted occupations list.
Today's announcement illustrates how an effective partnership can be established between a healthcare provider and an educational entity.
Buck says a certificate program starts next year and in 5 years will move to an associate's degree. An unknown number of students have either left or were expelled from Abilene Christian University after images were posted online of a white student in blackface with the message, "I'm a strong black woman." The university's president has apologized and sent a tweet that those involved are no longer enrolled. And the Baptist General Convention of Texas has passed motions to remove two churches that are accepting to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. The churches, one in Austin and another in Dallas, were notified last week that their actions effectively withdrew them from affiliation. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 54 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OS or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's time for Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance sale. The 2017s are arriving daily, and the remaining 2016s must be sold. Take advantage of Caldwell Country Chevrolet's year-end clearance with rock-bottom pricing on 2016 and 2017 models. Massive discounts on over 100 pre-owned models. It's Caldwell Country Chevrolet's legendary year-end clearance sale. Call, come by, or click CaldwellCountryChevrolet.com. Caldwell Country Chevrolet, just a conversation away.
It may seem early, but the holidays are approaching. This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let Two Video transfer and preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos in beautiful digital quality. We work with 8 and 16 millimeter film in almost all video formats. Two Video is located in South College Station and online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Good morning, 7:39, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather, it's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
We will have plenty of sunshine out there for today. Your high temperature this afternoon up between 80 and 85, and for tonight, clear, low temperature, low 60s. Mix of clouds and sun, breezy, warm on Thursday, again about 80 to 85. More clouds on Thursday night, breezy with a chance of showers, low temperature mid-60s, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and cooler Friday, 70 to 74. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, as the Aggs prepare to take on UTSA this weekend, Zach Taylor has audio from Coach Sumlin at yesterday's media day. We'll hear that in your Aggie football report. Speaking of the Aggie football team, where did they land in the new college football playoff rankings? I'll let you know about that. In A&M volleyball, the squad hits the road to take on the Tennessee Volunteers tonight. Meanwhile, in the NFL, we'll hear from Tony Romo about Dak Prescott starting for the Cowboys. And in the NBA, LeBron James helped the Cavs take down the Raptors at home, but made a statement regarding his anger at Nick Coach Phil Jackson. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can call us at 695-1620 if you want to do that, or you can text us And Chelsea will read your text.
Yeah, 979-695-1620. So yeah. Same number, just include the area code.
That's right. And you can talk to text if you're in College Station.
Yes.
Put that thing down.
Put it down.
Put it down. We see you. You're driving right by here. I can see it.
We can see it glowing in the window.
Better that you do that now than the guy or the gal in the police car stop. Yeah. Okay?
I did see a girl yesterday, and she had hers in her hand, and you could tell it was on speaker. But yeah. I was like, she's confused.
Yes, well.
Yes, speaker, but then you have to put it down.
Right, put it on the
dashboard. It's hands free.
That's right. Put it in the dashboard right in front of the speedometer. You don't need to know how fast you're going.
Yeah.
You need to be able to talk.
Exactly.
Right? One of the things that we've been decrying for a long, long time is younger people's ability to do critical thinking.
Right.
It's bothersome and dangerous because when they think that Jon Stewart is giving you real news back when he was on The Daily Show, we don't get it here locally anymore. It's not available on Suddenlink on Comedy Central. But a lot of people would end up getting their news from the wrong places. Now, for years, The Onion has made a lot of money and made us all laugh, but hopefully we know that The Onion is fake. Problem is when you don't know. And so with that in mind, two of the world's biggest internet companies, Facebook and Google, are now taking new steps to fight the rising tide of fake news that is out there. Sites that are peddling conspiracy theories, misleading information from no-name sites or masquerading as news sites have really exploded, especially during the campaign cycle. CBS says the problem has grown from the point that now it is really too big to ignore. Both companies have come under fire for the widely shared fake news stories that have spread false information.
Mm-hmm.
In a move that was disclosed on Monday, Google said it will withhold the lucrative digital ads from appearing on any sites that, quote, misrepresent, misstate, or conceal information. The new policy could give real news and information sites greater incentive to avoid the false headlines or risk losing the money. Google was on the defensive after it was discovered that the top search results for the terms final election numbers, final election results, and who won the popular vote, plus similar phrases, had directed users to a fake news blog called 70 News. So something wrong with what they were doing in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Twitter is also kind of getting in on it a little bit. Mm-hmm. They have a new mute button for hate speech that can be used kind of in an individual setting.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that they're going to start restricting the news stories from places like CNN and MSNBC?
I think that's what they're saying to them is make sure that your headlines are correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As for Facebook, in the immediate aftermath of Donald Trump's election, Facebook minimized the role fake news played in shaping public opinion in their unprecedented and vitriolic election cycle. Speaking Friday at a conference, Mark Zuckerberg, who's the CEO, said the idea that fake news on Facebook influenced the election outcome is, quote, pretty crazy, his words. But now Facebook appears to be turning around on that. And they are taking a more direct approach. The company confirmed that, like Google, it will work to keep advertising dollars away from the fake news sites. Facebook's latest steps are limited to ad policies and do not affect fake news content shared by individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just if the company goes in there and does
something.
The world's largest social network, fake news is proving to be a complex disease with no easy cure. It is a significant concern since a 2016 A Pew study showed 44% of U.S. Americans read and watch news on Facebook. That's a scary big number.
Yeah, it is.
Because, again, if you don't have critical thinking skills, if you go, oh, well, sure, that's true. Yeah, that sounds that perfectly logical.
I saw the headline.
So it must be right.
It's on the internet.
Yeah,
it's on Facebook.
Yeah, so there. Anyhow, I appreciate the fact that they're trying to take care of that situation through the ad process, but that doesn't really, again, he's saying on Facebook, we'll do it for the companies, but they can't be responsible for what individuals are doing. They're not going to monitor that. So, again, take it with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
But, all that to tell you that there was a woman in Minneapolis accused of driving drunk, and she said it was Donald Trump that made her do it.
Oh, of course.
Lino Lakes Police say 33-year-old Elizabeth Lundberg rear-ended a car, causing it to crash into another vehicle. Police allegedly found Lundberg with bloodshot eyes, watery eyes, slurred speech, and in a state of confusion. When asked what happened, and that was just from the election results.
Right? Yeah.
Elizabeth allegedly told officers she was simply upset over the outcome of the presidential election.
Donald Trump's fault.
It's right. His fault.
That's right. Then she asked if they just let her go home. Please. Just let me go.
Please.
Police say that she was taken into custody after failing the sobriety test, faces up to a year in jail if convicted.
Did you hear how high her blood alcohol level was?
I did not hear that.
Four times.
No.
The legal limit.
Yeah. How could she buckle her seatbelt?
How did you even know where the steering wheel was?
Wow.
Like,
that's amazing. Was she a big girl?
Four times. Know? I don't know. I don't know. I heard the story over on Candy yesterday, and that's what Frito said.
Okay, but... See, he's not even in yet, and we're getting to blame him for that as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you know somebody, just tell them, use the Trump excuse. It's not going to work.
If she's so distraught over that being the case, then why don't they just keep her in jail until she accepts it?
Yeah.
You know you love the Cafe XL menu, but wait until you try Cafe XL's Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy a 22-pound sage-rubbed turkey, creamy poblano mashed potatoes, warm turkey gravy, the classic pumpkin pie, and so much more. Have you ever fed 10 to 12 people this easily? It's not too late to order your Cafe XL Thanksgiving dinner. So click on CafeXLBrianTX.com. Treat your family to a celebration they'll never forget. With a Thanksgiving meal everyone will love from Cafe XL. Go to CafeXLBrianTX.com today.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you've had a toddler, I'm sure you've encountered the terrible twos. And if you're not there yet, will you know what to do when it happens? Well, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The terrible twos in children are marked by one undeniable characteristic, the tantrum. These dreaded outbursts can rattle the most confident of parents. But with a few time-tested strategies, you can bring your child under control. The most common reason for tantrums is childish anger. To curb these emotional reactions, our counselors suggest parents set limits and enforce them with consequences. Timeouts can provide an effective boundary. When an outburst occurs, place your child in a safe but boring location for a set of time. A good rule of thumb is 1 minute for each year of a child's age. It's also important to respond to tantrums as calmly as possible. Don't shout and throw a tantrum of your own. Just place your child in timeout and walk away. Tantrums often become a tool for manipulating a parent. When you overreact, you're actually rewarding your child for acting out because you're teaching him he has the power to influence your reactions. And that's why, no matter how frustrated you feel, keep your game face on. Parents, they're called the terrible twos for a reason. But with a good plan and a little consistency, you can keep the upper hand. For more to help your parenting thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you,
They're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the monthly fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased. Call now 1-800-535-8815.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, as the Aggies prepare to take on UTSA on Saturday, here's Zach Taylor with your Aggie football report.
Fighting Texas Aggie football met with the media yesterday. Now, the Maroon Wire coming off a disappointing 29-28 loss to Ole Miss, a game which they were outscored 23-7 in the fourth quarter. Now, it marked the third time that the Aggies have been up by double digits this season in the fourth quarter, only to see the opposing team either come back to tie it or, in this case, win it. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked if that could be chalked up to a lack of a killer instinct.
When you lose a game by one point at the end, you haven't killed anything. You know, let's just be honest. You know, if you win, you got a killer instinct. If you lose, you don't. You know, that doesn't speak for the whole year. I think we've won games and separated in the fourth quarter against other SEC opponents. We've won games in overtime, gone for it on fourth and one in overtime. So I think as your team, as you go through the year and you have an identity and you start to move away from that somehow in games.
Coach and the guys will look to get back on track this Saturday when they welcome UT San Antonio to town. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Pre-game with Dave and Dave gets underway at 10 o'clock on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Elsewhere in college football, a Saturday full of upsets led to a reshuffling of the college football playoff rankings, with Ohio State joining the top four with Alabama, Michigan, and Clemson. With the loss to Ole Miss, A&M dropped 17 spots to number 25. In A&M volleyball, the squad puts its season-high seven-match win streak on the line as the Aggies return to the road to take on the Tennessee Volunteers tonight in Knoxville. First serve is at 5 p.m. In A&M softball, junior Lexi Smith delivered a lights-out performance, helping Maroon to a 4-3 win, their first victory of the annual Texas A&M softball Maroon and White series. The Aggies will be back in action tonight for Game 5 at 4:30 p.m. from the Aggie Softball Complex. In the NFL,
football is a meritocracy. You aren't handed anything. You earn everything, every single day, over and over again. You have to prove it. A great example of this is Dak Prescott. He's earned the right to be our quarterback. As hard as that is for me to say, he's earned that right.
In a 5-minute prepared statement yesterday, a solemn Tony Romo described the difficulty of dealing with the news of the latest back injury to sideline him. Romo is expected to be Prescott's backup Sunday at home against Baltimore. It would be the first time Romo's active for a game since Thanksgiving last year. In Major League Baseball, Alex Cora has been hired as bench coach for the Houston Astros. Cora, who had a 14-year career in the majors, takes the place of Trey Hillman, who recently left to manage in South Korea. His hiring was announced Tuesday. In the NBA,
ball's inbounded to LeBron. He'll find Love right wing side. Back to LeBron to the basket. Makes the catch and lays it in. A long pass by Kevin Love. Found LeBron underneath.
The Cavaliers are 9-1 for the first time since the 1976-77 season after LeBron James delivered 28 points and 14 assists in a 121-117 triumph over the Raptors in Cleveland. Speaking of LeBron, James is firing back at Knicks president Phil Jackson for using the word posse in a recent interview to describe the NBA megastar's childhood friends and business associates. Here's James.
So use that label, and if you go and read the definition of what the word posse is, it's not what I've built over my career. It's not what I stand for. It's not what my family stands for. And I believe the only reason he used that word is to see young African-Americans trying to make a difference.
James questioned if the 71-year-old Jackson would have used the term if he wasn't referring to African-Americans. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it.
In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Hear that? No, it's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340-44545 MSRP, less 3979 dealer discount, 8909 select Chevy bonus tag, plus DTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 3 minutes till. You can text us.
You can. And we've gotten a text in that I kind of wanted to share about going back to the Google and Facebook point. So they said the problem with what Google and Facebook are doing is it can easily lead to censorship of news they disagree with. I don't like the fake sites either, but considering past actions of those companies with banning thought they don't like, this is dangerous.
Good point. It really is an excellent
point.
And that's why critical thinking is so important.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I will go to other websites. It's interesting. I used to talk to Mr. Downs about this. Al Jazeera's news. And again, first thought, wait a minute, that's Al Jazeera. But they often gave news from a different perspective. BBC will sometimes give news in the United States in a different perspective.
I remember you telling me that, yeah.
And it's just to give you some other opportunities to be able to see some things. But it is, and again, to use the Walter Cronkite word, compression, distortion through compression, they only use so much space to tell you a story, so that means that they do leave important facts out.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. Hey, got a note from one listener called to let us know. Apparently some nails have fallen off of a truck on the overpass of Highway 21 and the freeway. Okay, so just be aware.
Ooh.
It is open, but they've got giant magnets apparently out there trying to pick them up.
And, interesting.
Yeah, so if you can avoid that, you ought to do it.
Yeah.
So it is a different world out there for some people. For instance, in India. They're a little concerned in India about the whole idea of, rich people evading their taxes, maybe doing some things with money that they shouldn't do. So last week, the Prime Minister of India canceled and voided India's two largest banknotes. In other words, their biggest bills. The 500 and 1,000 rupee, now that's about $7.50 and $15 to us. But what if they came out and said, oh, by the way, because there's a lot of counterfeiting and tax evasion, $100 bill's not good anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go swap them out. And again, there's 3 billion of them?
Yeah.
As it says here, many purchases, including big ticket items, are on pause as canceled bills get exchanged for new ones. Real estate transactions, many of which are done partly in cash, have slowed drastically. Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and